Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of A Knife Edge by David Rollins, performed by Mel Foster. Those who know how to win are much more numerous than those who know how to make use of their victories. Polybius, 200-118 BC. Prologue. The shark's back was the width of a boardroom table and crosshatched with countless battle scars. It cruised a foot and a half beneath the surface, dorsal fin knifing the oily blue swell above. There was little apparent caution in the way it meandered back and forth alongside the Natsushima. If the cook didn't know better, he'd have said it seemed to be waiting for something. The inevitable theme music from the movie Jaws playing in his head, he took a final drag on his cigarette, then flicked the butt into the water. He glanced left and right and, satisfied the coast was clear, motioned at the kitchen hand to tip the pot containing what was left of last night's stew over the railing. The pot was heavy, and the young man grunted with the effort required. The cook knew he was risking his job. The damn tree-huggers aboard ship would have his balls if they found out about this. "Don't feed the animals," one of them had said when someone had suggested throwing scraps to the shark. All the other guy wanted was to bring it in close to get some cool snapshots for the wife and kids. "Now that there's a goddamn fish," the cook said to the kitchen hand as he lit another Chesterfield and watched the shark glide past with its mouth open. "Fucking A," agreed the young man. The massive shark broached as it turned back toward the splash made by the stew hitting the water, displaying multiple rows of white teeth set in red.